I don't see any resemblance to anything in this. A human being? I don't think so. The wind can do crazy things on that planet, you know. A statue? A totem? So you're saying these things, these geological anomalies. Well, you're saying it's a cargo cult. Well, I saw nothing. The survey was done from low orbit. And sure, I went down, rode the rover, took a look. Haven't you seen my scan art? Well, that's a lie. I saw plenty. There was this place. Well, a cave. Well, you know, it's all desert down there. It looks like Salvador Dali. You know his stuff? Deviant painter from a couple of centuries ago. Anyway, it was like a museum. It was full of this stuff. You know, you could say it was, well, you could say it was all geological anomalies. But, yeah, I think it was a lot more than that. The humanoid looks like me. Get off it. You saying I did a self-portrait in silicone, left it there as a marker? Hey, I'd laugh, but my lungs are shot. Look, we've been surveying exosystems for 100 years, both in person and with robots, and we haven't found anything resembling human life. What you're proposing is ridiculous. You're saying there's someone on that planet, a bi or a quad, someone who looks like us and is an artist. He can sculpt men and machines and is invisible. That's what you're saying.
The planet Janus, 46 light years from Colony 1. Binary system. Subgiant orange and a red dwarf. Yeah, you get a lot of geometry with that kind of heating and cooling, that kind of orbital swing. And I got a lot out of that planet, that place, that desert, that cave. I quit my gig as a side scan radar engineer and became an artist. Well, I just used the surveys, the scans, ran them through a little infrared. Late 20th century technique works for me. The only time I use a brush is to take the dust off the print.
And let me say, you have to be an expert to read a radar graph correctly. But I'm an expert. Well, who took these photos? The military? You want me to go back there? Why me? Why not send whoever took these ridiculous pictures, these rocks you think are sculptures? Send him or her or it. My lungs are shot. Pressurized cabins aren't a good fit.
I've been doing quite well as an artist. Yep, can't complain. I bought myself a DS Exolander through a government surplus sale. A beauty, a classic, can land anywhere, even go on water. Go submersible or AT. The cabin detaches as full traction drive like a rover. Perfect for my purposes. Want to land on a glacier? No problem. Get into a mountain lake? Can do. Swamps, deserts, canyons, river deltas, all the same. Yeah, I know all those exoplanets. Yeah, I know them.
You're saying those scans are government property? That's blackmail. It's egregious. You're saying I stole? Look, I did the work. I've got a right to use that. I'm an artist. Hey, you're playing games with me. I'm not going back there. Hey, you can stick a needle in me and do whatever the hell you want. You think going into my mind is going to drag up some truth or a concealed lie? Just look at my art, man. Hey, I hang in some important places. The new museum on Colony 2. Yeah, they got my stuff. And listen, I get grants too. And I'm not going back there.
Well, talk is cheap, as they say in the old movies. I went back. Yeah, I was being used, of course. It was just a pawn. Earth First. Heard of it? Sure you have. Yeah, it's just a pawn. And I walked right in.
Look, you want me to take you to B1010, Valhalla? No, there's a planet. Glaciers, star fields, ghosts. I can get you in there. But going back to Janus? That's extremely dangerous. Binary system. You know, the gravitational warp in there. I don't know. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, 30 years ago when I first went in there, the instruments never picked up a damn thing. Life? Well, I suppose I knew there was something going on. I just didn't want to admit it. And I was hypnotized by what I saw in that cave. Or maybe it was an E.T. museum. Yeah, and maybe they were calling me back. Maybe they were.
So, no tricks. If I go back, I get to keep the copyright and all my material.
I didn't know what was going to happen. If they were just sending me down there to get killed. If I was going to get eaten by some bizarre extraterrestrial or maybe made into a god. I just didn't know. But I should have known. I was just kidding myself. Earth First. The Hawking Doctrine. Don't assume aliens have your best interests in mind.
Why do they call me Flat Eyes? Because when you look at my pictures, you can see things. Hallucinations? The term has been used to refer to that. Yeah.
You ever had the experience where someone has made a crude image of yourself? I can tell you it was strange sitting there in the desert looking at that effigy.
Okay. If I make contact, I'll send you the signal. Flat Eyes. Okay? Flat Eyes.
Yeah, nothing changes. You can't trust those sons of bitches. They came in loud and heavy. Because I moved the effigy. They bombed Valhalla instead. Yeah.
I hang in some pretty good places.